Hi, this is Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. Bobby Wright is centering her campaign on being the listening mayor for Brighton in next month's vote. She says she wants to take time to speak with residents to understand what is going right and what needs improvement within the municipality. Wright believes that rural voters are not being heard by council. She is contesting against Brian Ostrander and Christina Bergman in the October 26th election.
I think my answer would be that I want to listen to you, first of all. I want to know what you love about Brighton and what isn't working for you. And then I would want to take that information and compile it with everything else that I'm hearing across Brighton and see what we can do to improve things, see what we can do to amplify the things that are being loved. But essentially, I want to listen first and then, you know, create the action plans that come out of that.
Now, to be fair, you've been on council for at least one term.
Yep.
Haven't you had enough time to listen, to understand, engage what is going on and what needs to be improved in Brighton?
Well, yes and no. There's never enough time to listen. There's always more to listen to start with. My first term on council, it was a big learning curve, and it takes some time to hear and see what some of the things are that are consistently coming up. And even at the end of term, I was hearing that the rural community doesn't feel like they're being heard. So we obviously haven't quite gotten there yet. So I think more listening has to be done, and not just listening and creating reports that sit on shelves, but listening and being proactive with the things that come out of those conversations.
Now, I understand part of your platform is going to be transparency, fiscal accountability, and of course you said listening, but where on the fiscal accountability has the town not been great on?
I think one of the most recent decisions by council was the most troubling. We have a water booster station that needs to be redone, and I'm all for having it redone, but the cost has come back more than doubled from $1 million to, I want to say the number was $2.047 million, and we needed another $1.27 million overall to top up what was being spent. And basically it was decided to go ahead and spend that money, but with no clear path as to how to pay for that. And I found that really disturbing. I'm not a person who is one of those, oh, something will happen, the money will show up somewhere kind of people. I want to know where that money is coming from, and I think the taxpayer deserves to know where that money is coming from. So that was one of the most recent things. There's a lot of big projects that are coming up that are currently being done. The wastewater project is one of them. And then we have the fire hall and substation, and we have the land banking program, and we have a rec center that needs to be looked at in the very near future as well. Those are all really big ticket items. And I want those decisions to come through with very clear paths for payment. I want people to know where all the money is coming from, how it's impacting their taxes. I just want it to be very clear and easy for people to understand, where they don't have to dig around on a website to try and find the answer. I want it to be a lot more clear than it currently is.
But it seems that there's a discrepancy in the amount of tax dollars coming in to what the pressures of the community are. How do you balance those two?
It's a tough road to follow. I think it's about prioritizing what needs to happen first. And how we go about doing that, trying to find the partnerships with the provincial and federal governments, where, you know, finding grants where we can, doing everything that we can to keep that hit to the taxpayer as low as possible.
So what is separating you from, say, Brian and the other candidate running in Brighton?
I think I want to listen more. I really think it's my desire to listen to people and make people feel cared for that separates me from Brian. I've known Brian many years. We've known each other since school. We've agreed on a lot of things, but we've also disagreed on a lot of things. So, and the one thing that I really felt came out at the end of this term was that there are people that still aren't being heard, and I think I can do that.
Or is there anything else you can add there, Bobby?
I want to be Brighton's mayor. I grew up here. I moved away for a lot of years, and I chose to come back. And I bought a business here. I live and work here. This is home. I just want to make this, to help Brighton be home to the people who were born here, to the people who are choosing to move here. I want it to be the safe, steady place that I've always known and loved.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.